It took all day yesterday to choose a jury of 8 men and 6 women to hear the evidence against James Nichols. He's charged with the murder of Cha Vang, a Hmong immigrant. The two confronted each other in the woods while squirrel hunting near Peshtigo in January. Many prospective jurors expressed strong prejudices against the Hmong and Hmong hunters in particular, citing their lack of English language skills. A spokesman for the victim's family, Dick Campbell, says that doesn't surprise him. He blamed the local attitudes on ignorance, not racism.
Many people don't understand other cultures, and particularly the Hmong culture. It's a very long learning process, and many people don't really have a desire to learn about other cultures. And up here in Marinette County, we don't have the day-to-day exposure unless we intentionally gain that exposure.
Marinette County District Attorney Brent DeBord says he's confident the impaneled jury can try the case on the facts and not on their attitudes toward Hmong hunters. But he says he's worried about what he calls rising racial tension in the woods.
I hope that there's something that the state and the Department of Natural Resources and that the Hmong and the, shall we say, Caucasian hunting communities can do to overcome that tension.
Judge David Myron yesterday cautioned defense attorneys not to inflame racial tensions by referring to local community opposition to Hmong hunting practices in their opening statements today. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.